Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. Pharaoh has said no. His word is law in Egypt. Welcome to my series, The Plagues of Egypt. Pharaoh has made it clear he is not going to let his slaves leave Egypt for any reason. Pharaoh is God, not this God of the Hebrews. So let me tell you about the first plague. The Lord and Moses were discussing the Pharaoh, with the Lord expressing his plans to Moses. Pharaoh's heart is stubborn, and he refuses to let my people go. So in the morning, go to Pharaoh while he's bathing in the Nile River, that sacred river of theirs, and state my demands. Then, I'll tell you what, I'm going to stop right there and just tell you what happened instead. Moses and Aaron went down to the river, where Pharaoh was bathing in the river, and gave their demands to Pharaoh. Pharaoh did not have to say anything. Just his look told them that he had not changed his mind. Aaron took the rod in front of Pharaoh and touched the water, and at that point, it turned blood red, and from there spread quickly and encompassed the entire river. Fish started bobbing on top of the water, and there was a stench coming from the river. It did not stop at the river, but all the clay pots of water that came from the Nile in their homes also became blood. The Nile became so foul that Egyptians could not drink from it, so they tried to dig wells throughout the land just to get a drink of water. The land of Egypt was filled with blood. It took 7 days before the Nile started to clear. Pharaoh called his magicians, who used their magic arts to turn water to the color red. So Pharaoh was not impressed. Pharaoh's heart was hardened, and he did not listen to them as the Lord predicted. Pharaoh has an army of slaves to care for his need. So this bloody Nile actually has no effect on his personal life. But for the Egyptians, no drinking water is an issue that affects their daily existence. You can get the impression that they're all scurrying around, digging holes everywhere, just in their search for water. It was a good thing it only lasted for 7 days. Do you know what the next plague will be? I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.